Good morning and welcome to the KGNC Golden Spread Agribusiness News Hour. I'm your host, Bryce Hudson, and as usual, every Friday, we talk a little bit about Texas corn. Today, I have with me Ms. Stephanie Pruitt, who's the Communications Director down at Texas Corn Producers. How are you doing today, Ms. Stephanie?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Of course, and thank you for coming on. I know that Texas corn has had some huge events pretty recently, doing some different things out there for producers and consumers out there. But more importantly, y'all had a big event down in South Texas called Field to Fork with the Natural Resources Conservation Service with the USDA.
That's right. So we did we're right off the grounds of having done Field to Fork, which was done down in the Coastal Bend area and near Wharton, Texas. What we did, this is an event that was hosted by through our Water Grows initiative. And Water Grows is a partnership of Texas Corn Producers and USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service here in Texas. Mm-hmm. And so what we do with that partnership is help spread the word about the conservation efforts that farmers are doing voluntarily with the support of NRCS already to take care of our land, to take care of our resources. And so what Field to Fork does is it brings out people who have an interest in their food and where it comes from, and people who have a hand in the policies and regulations that impact our farmers' ability to grow that food. And it takes them out to the farm so they can actually experience firsthand what a farm is like and what care and effort farmers put into to growing their crops. That also ties back to the wonderful food and the quality food that we enjoy on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. So with this Field to Fork event, it's designed to be a more intimate crowd because we want it to be very conversational. We want it to be just a very natural event. It's not something that's heavy and like lots of programming and listening to people talk. It's designed to be just conversational, people able to visit with actual farmers in the state and hear about what goes into growing our food. So we have about 60 people who came out for the event this last week. And this year's event, this is our third time to host the event. So this year's event, we actually incorporated a farm tour. Mm-hmm. So we started off by going to Daniel Berglund, who is on our corn board. And we went to his corn and rice fields, and we got to see firsthand, you know, what goes into planning out an irrigation for specifically rice and how he really works to care for that finite resource to make sure that he's using every single drop very wisely to be able to grow that quality product and the rice we enjoy. So we got to see the rice field. It was actually right next to a corn field, so we got to see some corn growing as well. And he got to visit not only about the conservation efforts, but also about, you know, some of the struggles that farmers face. In his area right there, they're used to getting a significant amount of rain in mm-hmm. the Gulf Coast region, but they're certainly experiencing drought just like much of the state is right now. And so he was able to show them what a crop looks like that's been under drought stress and then got an immense amount of rain right before that tour all at once. So it went from drought stress to moisture stress. And they were able to see, like, okay, this isn't just, you don't just put a seed in the ground and walk away and know that, pray it's going to be okay and not really try to put a lot of effort into, you know, what you can do to make that crop as successful as possible. And he was able to discuss, you know, all the strategic decisions that they make as farmers to really try to make that crop happen. So we started off there, and what was really cool is we brought in a chef, Chef Brandon Silva, who he's a culinary artist who has been at some of Houston's finest establishments. And then he's also traveled around the globe working at different restaurants, studying with different culinary artists. He's been on, you know, Food Network show Chopped and a few others as well. So he is somebody who is definitely, I would say, a culinary artist and a chef, not just a cook. And he was able to come out to the field right there, and he made a wonderful dirty rice with a corn aioli. So you're able to, like, experience the food while you're actually right there where it's being grown. So we started off there for the tour. Then we went on to a catfish farm. And fish farming is certainly something, especially up in our neck of the woods in the Panhandle, not something we really get to experience on a regular basis. So I certainly had a wonderful experience learning a lot about it, but so did our influencers. They got to enjoy a light refreshment and then get to see what an actual catfish harvest is like and how they work to, you know, corral the fish for that harvest. We also got to see catfish feeding and then visit with them about, like, the care and the effort that goes into raising catfish. And then from there we went to the United Ag Co-op, which is a sizable co-op in that region. And we went to their gin and elevator in Danavang. And they got to, the group got to really, like, they split up and they got to see different parts of, like, what a cotton gin is and what the grain elevator looks like. They got to really see firsthand, like, all the different aspects of what happens on the processing side, like, once mm-hmm. the crop leaves the field. And there they also got to experience another food product. They had kind of an elevated red potato salad at that tour location. And then the evening concluded at the Berglund's home, which oversees a gorgeous cotton field. And we got to visit with the cotton farmer whose field that actually is. And so it ended with a three-course meal that evening. So fine dining in a field is kind of the best way to explain it. But it's a way for people to really, like, walk away not only having learned the tidbits of information along the way about the work that goes into farming, the conservation that goes into caring for our land and producing the food that we enjoy every day, mm-hmm. but by making it a full experience, it helps bring in, it's a multi-sensory experience, so it's something that's going to be a lasting experience for the people who attended. And those who attended were, we had some elected officials, we had elected official staff. We had several online influencers, so people who not only in and of themselves are important to make sure that we're reaching, but they have an audience amongst them who are important for us to make sure that we're spreading the word to as well. So it's kind of the idea of influencing the influencer with this event, because, you know, every touch point we make matters when it comes to agriculture and telling our story. And this event really helps us be able to have a big impact on the individuals there, but then help them be able to go and help the farmer continue to share their story with their own individual audiences. So it was really a fun experience for those who attended. We're currently in the midst of getting seeing a lot of the stories come back. Like, when we had media there, you know, we had these online influencers who were doing articles and videos about their experience. So we're in the midst of getting all of that back in right now. But, you know, we're certainly hopeful for the impact that it had. But it's one of those events that we're able to do that really can ultimately help impact our agricultural industry as a whole. You know, these are people who ultimately our voters. These are people who are decision makers and policy makers too, and helping them understand the value of agriculture and the need for continuing to support domestic agriculture and making sure it's viable in our state, for our economy, for our future generations, for our food security. That is so essential to what we do as part of our organization. You know, we need to make sure that we have continually working with people who are further removed from the farm to see the value in what farmers are doing, so that we can have policy that makes it possible for us to continue to operate as farms. So it was a really great event. Again, it was done through our Water Grows Initiative, which is done with Texas corn producers as well as NRCS here in our state. And we couldn't have done it without a host of support from others. We worked really closely with the Go Texan program, which is through the Texas Department of Agriculture, and they worked with us with getting some very local companies to help support the event. We had Gunderman Acres provided a host of the vegetables and the fruits and stuff that we used for aspects of the meal. HG Rice Mill actually provided the rice that was used in the meal as well. Homegrown Seafood, Lavaca Bluffs Winery, Running Walker Brewery, Uncle Irvin's, United Ag, USA Rice, all of those people are who helped make this event as impactful and big as it was. And, you know, it's something that it takes us all working together as agriculture to tell this story. Mm-hmm. And so it's one of those ways where we could really highlight Texas-grown products and show people who aren't intimately aware of what happens in agriculture, you know, the beauty that they have in their own backyard. You know, several of the influencers that we had, you know, we brought in people from Houston, from Austin, from San Antonio, and they were like, I didn't realize that we had this just an hour away from me. Because, you know, it's easy to get in our little bubbles. So it was an interesting experience for them to be able to see that all this agriculture is alive and thriving right next to them, and to see the conservation efforts that really go into it.
Well, and that you brought up a good point, and you talked a little bit about it. You know, I feel like, you know, as being an ag broadcaster, you and the communications director, we see a huge disconnect between, you know, consumer to producer. And a lot of times, you know, we see, you know, the consumer having, you know, myths or misconceptions about what's happening in agriculture. And it kind of causes a big, you know, disagreement or drift between the two. So it's nice to see, like, how we can do different things to kind of close in that disconnect and distance between each other.
Right. And I think that, you know, I think that the average consumer they want to support farmers. They just don't even know what they don't know. Mm-hmm. When it comes to farming. And so, you know, it's important for us in agriculture to really to be open to sharing our story, being transparent about our story. You know, being transparent. Like I said, Daniel talked about like the good, the bad, and the not so pretty. and when it came to farming and the struggles that farmers face. But you know, I think the consumers want. They want to know more, and they mm-hmm. want to feel good about the food that they're consuming too. And so, if we're able to open up that book and help tell that story for them, that goes a long way. And I think it will ultimately, you know, help impact their perceptions mm-hmm. Long term, so that they can, you know, feel better about what's going into producing the food that they enjoy every day.
Well, and you know, you brought up a good point of, you know, we need to be transparent. What do you think some of the ways, you know, these big events really make an impact, but on an everyday basis for producers or, you know, ag reporters, whoever it may be, who are trying to tell that story, you know, what do you think some good methods or ways we can do to kind of provide that story in a clearer image for people?
Right. So, you know, I think that you can impact, you know, just look at your neighbors. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I think that it's easy to take for granted, like, oh, well, we live in rural Texas, and, you know, everybody understands the importance of agriculture, but sometimes it's just sharing your story with your neighbors. Just start small. You know, this event was also made possible through our Common Ground initiative that we have here in the state, but also nationwide. Common Ground is a group of female farmers that are volunteers that volunteer their time just to share their story. And they do that in a myriad of ways. Maybe it's having a blog. Maybe it's just, you know, visiting with people on social media, whatever their favorite social platform is, giving glimpses of what happens on the farm on a daily basis, you know, answering people's questions when it comes to food. You can start small and then see a big, you know, I think it's going to take us continuing in agriculture to, you know, start small. Just have those one-on-one conversations with people who matter and people who matter in your life. And then, you know, not being afraid to, like, whatever your comfort level is, you know, you feel led to share your story with, you know, your local elected officials. Mm-hmm. That also can go a long way. You know, so, and then, of course, you know, as an association, that's what we work to do on a daily basis. So, you know, if you're able to support local commodity or state and regional commodity organizations, that's another great way to help, you know, contribute to the greater efforts of being able to impact those around us. And, you know, like, I think that it's easy, like, whenever we're, I mean, I talk to farmers on a regular basis, like, nobody cares about what I'm doing. But the truth is people really do care. Mm-hmm. Food is something that's a part of every single one of our lives every single day. So they do care about the food that they're consuming. And you'd be surprised how many more of them care about the backstory of that food and want to feel good about the food that they are putting on the table for their families. And so, you know, being able to be relatable to people, I mean, everybody's a consumer. You and I both eat as well. Mm-hmm. And farmers eat too. So if we can just, you know, help find that common ground that we have with one another, and that's going to go a long ways as well. You know, it's easy in agriculture to be like, oh, well, you just don't understand. Well, that's not what you want to hear ever.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's good for us to make sure to, like, take that step back and say, like, hey, all right, you might not be understanding, like, we might not be talking on the same wavelength, but let's talk about what I know we do have in common. We both, and I don't know, say I was talking to somebody who is in the Houston area and also a mother. I can say, you know what, I also am a mom who is trying to provide for my family and make sure that I'm helping my children learn to make healthy eating choices. You know, that matters to me. So, mm-hmm. like, let's talk about our shared values, and then let's work back from there. So I can help you see where I work as somebody in the agricultural industry to provide food that's valuable to that I can feel good about feeding my family too. And I hope that you can see that value as well.
I couldn't agree with you more. On my podcast, Pasture to Pavement, I talked with Michelle Miller, the Farm Babe, about, you know, the aspect of, you know, we have to find a common ground because, you know, bipartisan ideas, we see it in government, don't reach a conclusion or a common ground, but by talking and finding that, you know, one niche that they have or something interesting, we can create a, you know, a connection from that disconnection from producer to consumer. So that's, you hit the nail right on the head.
Exactly. And that's something that we certainly, we see a lot of value in as an organization, and we try to do what we can as an organization to help empower our farmers to be able to go be the feet on the ground to make that happen. So we do that through efforts like Common Ground, which we coordinate out of our office. Findourcommonground.org is a great resource for any female farmers who are interested in getting involved. You know, and then our association through Texas Corn Producers Association really works to empower just farmers in general to be able to have some of the tools and the resources they need to be able to go out and tell their story. And so I certainly encourage anybody who has an interest in being an advocate, with, even if it's just from your home. You don't have to go far. It doesn't have to be a big step to be able to be an advocate for the industry. But look for ways to be involved. There's certainly a lot of them out there.
So, Ms. Stephanie, if somebody has any questions or wants to get a hold of you, how can they contact Texas Corn?
So to get in touch with Texas Corn, visit texascorn.org, and it has all of our contact information right there on the website. And if you'd like to learn more about the Water Grows initiative that Texas Corn Producers has with NRCS, visit watergrows.org. It has a host of information about what we really try to share when it comes to agriculture and conservation.
Well, thank you, Ms. Stephanie. It is always a pleasure to talk a little bit about Texas Corn and what's happening in the industry as well as agriculture.
Thanks so much for having me.
Well, that's it from us here at the KGNC Studios. I'm your host, Bryce Hudson, signing off. You have a great and blessed rest of your day.